usually end up in pretty good shape.
Was it sort of,
obviously, it's been unusual this season for the offense to have some struggles in the first half. When you sort of patiently holding the fort for a while, was that sort of...
On defense, the big thing is we'll pay attention to anything the offense does, you know. They got a job and we got a job. So no matter if they're scoring every possession, if they're going three and out or kicking field goals, we just got to get them the ball back. And I think, you know, from playing here for a couple of years, we know if we can just keep getting them the ball back, no matter what they're doing, eventually points are going to go on the board and we'll be able to make a run.
How about the effort that the defense put in? I mean, the fact that you guys didn't give up a touchdown in the game?
Just playing. You know, that's our job, you know. Not allow points, and you know when we're able to do that, you know, hold a team to 6 points with our offense, we'll win a good amount of games.
So you guys in the defensive backfield, I mean, your front line again played extremely well, getting pressure on the quarterback, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, like we always say, it's a marriage. You know, when they do their job and we do our job, you know, they're able to make plays and get sacks, and you know, Lowe's able to get an interception, and we're able to make plays, just not letting them drop back and throw easy throws.
Obviously, Wim was a primary focus for you guys. Can you talk about how you schemed him up and schemed him out of the game, essentially?
I think everyone knows from watching us through the years, you know, we're always going to try to take away teams' best players. And, you know, obviously he's, you know, one of the best tight ends, you know, to play the game. And, you know, it was just having awareness and doing different things within the scheme to try to stop him. And, you know, at times we did a good job just not letting them, you know, be that go-to guy and keep catching big catches and move the chains.
Did you feel some confusion on Wheaton's part with the way you were dealing with him from play to play? Was this guy, was that guy, was somebody over the top?
I don't know. For us, we just keep playing, you know, especially if you're one of the guys on them, just keep trying to cover them.
Did losing Hightower affect what you guys wanted to do at all?
No, we got a lot of guys at that position that, you know, play, you know, between Mayo and Freeney and Jamie. You know, whoever's in there, we're comfortable with whoever to keep executing our game plan.
Jamie again flying all over the place, and was obviously with Dante out even more evident about the kind of impact that he can make.
Dude's not human, man. He was all over the field today, and he made so many plays that he didn't make on paper, but just his presence of maybe being in the gap, he was all over the place, and, you know, that's coming from me not watching the game. Being in the game, I could feel it, so I can't imagine being able to, you know, just watch from up top and see all the plays he was able to make.
When you were on the